Today we're building a DJ intro in Ableton Live 12 that feels like classic jungle and old-school DNB, but with a warm tape-style grit that makes it sound aged, alive, and ready to mix. So this is not just about making a first 16 bars, this is about making an intro that has identity, tension, and a proper underground feel. The big idea here is offset, not sloppy timing, not random chaos, but controlled offset. We want the intro to feel slightly off-center in a musical way. A breakbeat that doesn't sit perfectly rigid on the grid. A bass hint that answers a little late. An atmosphere layer that seems to arrive before the drums, like a tape tail pulling you into the tune. That kind of motion creates character instantly. Let's start with the foundation. Open a new set and set your tempo somewhere in the DNB range, usually around 170 to 174 BPM if you want that classic jungle and old-school energy. If you want it a bit more urgent and modern, push it up a touch. For this lesson, I'd recommend starting with a 16-bar loop in arrangement view. 16 bars gives the DJ enough room to mix, and it gives the groove enough time to develop without rushing the drop. Set up 3 chord tracks, one for the breakbeat, one for bass or sub hints, and one for atmosphere or texture. Keep the intro sparse at first. That's important. A good DNB intro needs space. It needs to feel like the DJ can actually work with it. So don't throw in the full bass line straight away, and don't load up a huge lead hook in the opening bars. Let the track breathe. Now for the breakbeat. This is where the character lives. Drop a classic break into simpler, or if you prefer, place the audio clip directly into the arrangement and work from there. If you use simpler, slice mode is great for chopping, while classic mode is useful if you want to manually control the start point and shape the hits more deliberately. For an old-school feel, don't overcomplicate the pattern. Focus on the anchor hits, the ghost hits, and a couple of fill moments. Think of the break in layers. You've got the main kick and snare idea, then you've got ghost notes, little hat details, maybe a ride texture, and a small fill or two. The trick is not to quantize everything perfectly. Leave some of the ghost hits a touch late, or nudge one or two slices slightly ahead. Tiny timing changes like that are what make the break feel played rather than programmed. If the groove feels too stiff, try a subtle groove pool setting. You do not need heavy swing here, just enough to loosen it up. Somewhere around 10 to 25% groove amount is usually plenty. The main kick and snare should still hold the pocket, but the smaller details can breathe a little. Now let's get into the core technique for this lesson, offsetting the intro for tape-style grit. This is where we make the intro feel like it's been through a system with history. Think worn dubplate, old cassette, or a record that's been played 100 times in a dark room. The feeling comes from slight instability, not broken, just lived in. In Ableton, you can create this feeling in a few ways. You can shift the whole break clip a few milliseconds late. You can move selected slices inside the MIDI pattern. You can start the atmosphere slightly earlier than the drums so it feels like it's leading into the groove. You can even let a ghost snare or hat land a little off the exact grid, so the rhythm feels less symmetrical. A good starting point is to keep the main break near the grid, but offset the smaller details. That way the groove still has a spine. That's important. We're not trying to make the whole thing loose. We're aiming for relatable imperfections. One element leads, and the others react around it. For example, you might let the atmosphere come in first, then have the break enter just behind it. Or you can keep the break steady and let the bass arrive slightly late, creating that push-pull tension. A bass note that answers on the offbeat, or comes in a 16th late, can make the intro feel like it's breathing with the drums instead of sitting on top of them. Now let's warm up the break. A really solid stock Ableton chain here is a Q8, drum bus, saturator, and optionally redux if you want a little extra dust. Start with that Q8 and clean up the low end gently if needed. If there's unnecessary sub rumble, trim it. If the break feels muddy, take a small cut somewhere in the low mid area, around 200 to 350 Hz. Nothing drastic. We want clarity, not a sterile break. Then move into drum bus. Keep it tasteful. A little drive. A little crunch if needed, but don't overcook it. The goal is to thicken the break, bring out some harmonic weight, and soften the transient edge just enough to make it feel older. After that, saturator can add a bit more warmth and glue. A few dB of drive can be enough. If the top end gets too sharp, enable soft clip and back off the drive slightly. If you want a hint of lo-fi dust, redux can help, but use it lightly. We are not trying to destroy the sound, just a touch of grain, like a memory of tape, not a full-on degraded effect. One thing to watch here is the difference between aged and dull. This is a big one. Aged means the break has warmth, rounded transients, and a slightly softened top. Dull means the brake loses its snap and disappears on smaller speakers. You want the brake to still punch through. It should sound worn in, but it still needs to cut. Next, let's shape the bass hint. In the intro, the bass should usually behave like a shadow, not a full declaration. That means it supports the groove without taking over. If you're using a sub or a restyle layer, filter it down at the start and bring it in gradually. A good move is to start with auto filter around 120 to 300 Hz, then open it slowly as the intro develops. Keep the low end mono with utility. This is essential in darker DNB. If the sub gets wide, the intro starts to smear and the drop loses impact. So keep the true sub centered and stable. If you want width elsewhere, fine, but not in the sub region. A really effective intro move is a small bass motif that answers the break. Maybe a single note every couple of bars. Maybe a little pickup before the bar line. Maybe a note that arrives a little behind the kick, so the groove feels like it's leaning forward. The key is restraint. Let the drums do the talking, and let the bass hint at what's coming. Now we need atmosphere and texture, because that's what glues the whole offset feel together. This could be vinyl noise, a long ambient sample, a field recording, a reverb return, or even a resampled wash from the break itself. The texture should support the groove without covering it up. Use auto filter to remove low-end clutter, and then add a bit of echo or reverb for depth. Keep the return filtered so it doesn't cloud the sub or clutter the mix. A really nice move is to send a few selected break hits, or just the snare, into a return with subtle echo and a medium decay reverb. That gives you a dubby space around the break without turning the intro into a wash. The atmosphere should feel like a room around the drums, not a blanket over them. Now let's talk automation, because the intro needs to evolve. A DJ intro works best when it changes gradually. Not too much, but enough that the energy rises across the phrase. Over 16 bars, automate the filter cutoff slowly opening. Increase saturation a little in the second half. Pull the reverb back just before the drop so the main section lands drier and harder. Open the bass filter in stages. Maybe raise the break layer volume slightly, so the groove feels like it's coming into focus. This kind of movement makes the intro feel like a record unfolding in real time, and that's the vibe we want. It should feel like something the DJ can blend into, but also something the listener can feel evolving. After that, add a few small arrangement details. A reverse hit before bar 8 or bar 16 works really well. A snare fill in the last bar can help signal the transition. A tiny dropout, even just for half a beat, can create a lot of tension. In jungle and old school DDNB, those little edits matter. They keep the intro from sounding like a static loop. You can also try a two-stage handoff into the drop. First, remove the texture. Then, right before the drop, thin out the break accent slightly. That way the full groove lands from a cleaner frame, which makes the drop hit harder. And here's a really useful mindset. The intro should feel like the track is already in motion, almost like the DJ picked it up mid-flow. That's what makes it feel underground and usable in a real set. A few common mistakes to avoid here. First, don't make the intro too clean. A clean intro can work in some styles, but for jungle and old school DNB, a little grit is part of the identity. Second, don't over-quantize the break. That kills the human feel. Third, don't flood the intro with low end too early. Leave the sub for the right moment. Fourth, don't drown the drums in reverb. Use it selectively. And fifth, don't stack too many ideas at once. A strong intro usually works because it is controlled, not crowded. A couple of pro tips can take this even further. Keep the sub mono, always. Use contrast between dusty drums and cleaner bass impact so the drop feels heavier. If your break is sounding good, consider resampling it and re-editing the audio. That can give you a more authentic recorded feel. Also, accent the snare like a cue point. A strong snare on bar 1, 5, 9 or 13 can help the DJ lock into the phrase. And if you want tension, use micro dropouts. Tiny moments where the drums thin out for a beat can create huge energy without needing a big cinematic build. Also, listen at low volume. This is a great test. If the groove still feels alive when the track is quiet, your offset and texture are working. If it only feels exciting loud, the balance is probably too dependent on hype and not enough on phrasing. For practice, build a 16-bar intro from scratch. Load a break into Simpler, make a basic loop, duplicate it across the full section, and add a couple of small timing offsets to ghost hits. Add gentle saturation and drum buzz. Bring in a filtered bass tease from bar 5 onward. Add one atmosphere layer and automate a slow filter opening. Put a reverse hit or snare fill near the end, then bounce it and listen back like you're DJing it into another track. Ask yourself, Does it mix cleanly? Does it feel warm and aged? Is the bass hint just enough? And does the final four bars build proper tension? If the answer to any of those is no, fix just that problem and rebounce. So to wrap it up, a strong DNB DJ intro is functional first, but it should still feel like a record with personality. Slight timing offsets on the break, bass hints, and atmospheres can create that warm tape-style grit we're after. Use Ableton's stock tools to shape tone, movement, and low-end discipline. Keep the intro mix friendly, keep the phrasing clear, and let the groove feel played, worn in, and alive. That's the real magic in jungle and old-school DNB. It's not about being perfect. It's about sounding like it has history, tension, and weight from the very first bars.